Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today on Bagels and Blessings, you will hear my pre-recorded interview with Ginny Grupinski. You're going to find out how she came to know the Lord, how God is using her today, and of course, I have some wonderful, fine messianic music for you. Stay with me and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at our new location at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you're in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop, now open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 4, and Fridays by appointment only. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit the congregational building.
Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
If you have had or have been involved in an abortion decision, you may be experiencing emotional difficulties. You may feel like your life is out of control or struggle with self-destructive behaviors. You can find freedom from these challenges. The ministry Finding Freedom and Forgiveness Post-Abortion can help. Groups are forming now. Please contact us at 585-204-7869. Email us at fffpaclass@gmail.com or visit us on the internet at f3pa.org. God bless you. We're starting classes in March, so if you'd like to participate, please let us know. And now, hot off the press, this is Becca Shea's newest song, Levitating.
Is your active for alright? I'm on a zealous mission to go follow heaven's rhythm when the music don't stop for life. Glory in the sky, glory in my eyes, shining bright from the inside. And if you're feeling like you need a little bit of air to breathe, you met me at the perfect time. So believe, the night is fading, mercies are new, we're elevating. It's a new day, we're rededicating. Yeah, 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 yeah. We got truth. It's time to take flight, we're going so high. We got truth, faith rise, come on fly with me. We're elevating truth, ignite, the sun's light and let it shine bright. We got truth in clear skies, so come on fly with me. We're elevating. I believe God's all we need, I feel it every time I breathe. This love is written in the stars. We grow so much better when we live like it's forever, cause forever's never ever too far. Glory in the sky, glory in my eyes, shining brighter than the stars. I can see forever every time we get together, so much better when we're lost in his heart. So believe, fading. We're season new, we're elevating. It's a new day, we're rededicating. Yeah, 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 yeah. We got truth, it's time to take flight. We're going so high. We got truth, faith rise. Come on, fly with me. We're elevating truth. The sun's light and let it shine bright. We got truth and clear skies. So come on, fly with me. We're elevating. You can fly away with me. Arise. Come on, let the spirit take you high. Let your faith take you for a ride. Yeah, 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 yeah. We're elevating. You can fly away with me. Arise. Come on, let the spirit take you high. Let your faith take you for a ride. Yeah. Cause love is like a rocket, watch it blast off. Goes further than we could ever even think of. And even if we don't want it, it won't stop.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Cause love is like a rocket, watch it blast off. Goes further than we could ever even think of. And even if we don't want it, it won't stop.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So believe, the night is fading. Mercies are new, we're elevating. It's a new day, we're rededicating. We got truth. It's time to take flight, we're going so high. We got truth, faith rise. Come on, fly with me. We're elevating, you can fly away with me. Arise, come on, let the spirit take you high. Let your faith take you for a ride.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're elevating, you can fly away with me. Arise, come on, let the spirit take you high. Let your faith take you for a ride. Truth, ignite the sun's light and let it shine bright. We got truth and clear skies, so come on, fly with me. We're elevating.
That is truly exciting from Becca Shea. Love it, love it, love it. Well, this is Ethel Chadwick. I'm so glad you're listening to Bagels and Blessings today. Stay tuned for a lot more fantastic music. There's a song that has been going around for a year or so called The Blessing. Carrie Jobe is one of the singers. It's so exciting. Well, Joshua Aaron has the whole song in Hebrew, and it's called Habracha, the blessing. So I pray that you are truly blessed when you hear this.
אחריך רוחו תלך לפניך, לצידך, אחריך, מסביבך, בליבך, הוא איתך, הוא איתך. בבוקר ובערב, בצאתך ובואך, בסבלותיך, באושריך, הוא איתך.
This is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord. And they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. 585-889-7840. All right. Truth be told, a long time ago in a galaxy far away, I wrote a few songs. I do not like to promote myself, but every so often people say, well, how come you don't play any of your music on the air? Okay, so here's a song I wrote about being a believer in Yeshua, and it's called An Ordinary Jew. Enjoy, darling. Enjoy.
I was a young, ordinary, conservative Southern Jew. I didn't know my Messiah and all of the things he could do. Then I met some of those people with all those funny grins, talking about salvation and talking all about sin. I was afraid to believe it. I didn't think it was true. Whoever heard of loving Jesus and still remaining a Jew? But when I opened up the Bible and read what Jesus said, suddenly excitement just welled right up in my head. I am a young, ordinary, conservative Northern Jew. I moved up north. I've come to know my Messiah and all the things he can do. And now I'm one of those people with lots and lots of grins. I talk about salvation, I talk a lot about sin. I am a young, ordinary, messianic Jew.
How about you?
I hope you enjoyed that little ditty. Well, you know, there's somebody else who's a lot better known in the messianic world, who also wrote a song about becoming a believer in Yeshua. I think you'll enjoy this next song from Marty Goetz. It's one of my favorites. It's called A Jew Born Anew. Stay tuned for an interview with Jenny Krupinski.
I had a bar mitzvah when I was 13. the greatest bar mitzvah that you've ever seen. The temple on the corner of Mayfield and Lee was filled with my friends and my family, all of them proud as proud could be, with catering far as the eye could see, complete with a chopped liver statue of me. But now they ask me how I could go so wrong, and why all of a sudden I'm singing this song. They say, son, you're deserting your fathers of old, so why don't you just come back to the fold? You're such a nice boy, or weren't you told that when you were born they broke the mold? So what do you need with this stuff you've been sold? But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew, born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew, born anew. So hallelujah to Yeshua, from a Jew who never knew Yah could come to die for a schmo like I was, just so I could win the prize and be with my Messiah in the sky. They say on bar mitzvah day I became a man. I tried to live that way, done the best that I can, but I've been worried since way back when, 'cause I've never done anything great since then. And though I could live till 110 and never have need of a fountain pen, I might never succeed in the sight of men, and they won't let me get bar mitzvah again. But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew, born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew, born anew. So hallelujah to you, Yeshua, from this Jew who never knew Yah could come to die for a real Shlomiel, one who couldn't tell you were the long-awaited Holy One of Israel. And all of you who don't know Yeshua, let me introduce him to ya. He's the blessed Messiah, he's the Lion of Judah, and he wants to do to ya what he did to me. To live in a schlep like I was, yep, it's true, on Christmas morn, the truest Jew that ever was born. So la 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la. And that's no lie, la lie, lie, la lie, lie, lie. A Jew born anew. Am I? Hey!
Hello, this is Marty Goetz, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. at our new location, 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
It's almost time for my interview with Ginny Krupinski, but in the meantime, let's listen to some music from Paul Wilbur. This is from Paul's collection called Forever Good, and it is the title song, Forever Good.
Through deserts wide and oceans deep, when troubles pressed us to our knees, you remain through everything. The song we sing, you are good, you are good. Love is great, your love endures through everything. Our hearts are sure, you are good forever. Certain day, though fears arise, we're not afraid. You never change through all eternity. It's who you are, it's why. Your love is great, your love endures through everything. Our hearts are sure, you are good
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Again, that was Paul Wilbur with a wonderful reminder that God is forever and always good. Well, I know you've been waiting patiently to hear my interview with Jenny Krupinski. You'll have no more moments to wait because here it is. I hope you enjoy it. Jenny Krupinski, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I'm delighted to have you as my guest today, and I can't wait to hear all about your life. So I wondered if you would tell us a little bit about how you were raised. For example, were you raised in a typical Jewish home, or were you raised in a non-Jewish home?
I was raised in a non-Jewish home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there were five of us children, three girls and two boys. Nice big family, and we weren't regular churchgoers because some things happened when I was a baby and my father got mad at the church, and so when we got a little bit older, they would take us to Sunday school and drop us off, and then that would happen for a while, and then we wouldn't go, so we weren't really regular churchgoers at all, but I always believed in God.
Well, that's good. Did you have any friends that were Christians, or did you have anybody to pray with you or for you or anything like that in your life?
Never. Not when I was a child, no.
So somewhere along the line, you felt closer to God. How did that happen?
That was really interesting. I was actually just, I was in my 20s, and I had three little girls, and my husband and I had just moved into a new home. We didn't buy, but it was a rental. And I was like, what's this Jesus stuff, you know? And this, I found it. Most people don't know what I'm talking about when I say that, but there used to be bumper stickers on cars that said, I found it, ask me questions and things like that. And
yes,
tracks.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, I don't know what all this is. And I moved next door to a woman who was a few years older than me. Pardon me, and she had a boy and a girl in the same age range as my children. The kids were talking through the fence. So they said, Mommy, can we play? Can we play? So we went to the front yard, and we met each other, and it started from there. She had just met the Lord 6 months prior.
Oh.
So, yeah, so it was definitely the hand of the Lord that put us in that house, because we became very dear friends over a period of time. And so when our kids were little, we would bring them in the house at lunchtime, and I had a big table, so we would sit at our table, feed the kids peanut butter and jelly, and we would just read the Bible. And we would just read stuff. And she had previously been a Roman Catholic, and then she had become a Jehovah Witness, and as soon as she got baptized, she knew something was wrong, and she never went back. And then 6 months before she and I met, she met a Baptist woman who led her to the Lord. But then they moved. So they were only in their home a few months before we moved. And I know the Lord put us together that we would find him. We would search for him and find him.
Fantastic. So you found the Lord, and how did your life change?
Well, it was fantastic because I was reading the scriptures and I always believed the Bible was real, was the word of God, because I was told that in Sunday school. So I believed that stuff. But I didn't know what that meant. And my girlfriend gave me the I Found It tract, because she didn't know how to lead me to the Lord. So she gave me the tract so I could read it and say the prayer if I wanted to. So I was praying and reading in Matthew chapter 6. And when I got to the section 25 through 34, I said, if this is really true, and you are who this says you are, and you show me, I'll follow you for the rest of my life. That's what I said to the Lord. And I was living in a state of recovering from some pretty severe anxiety from different things that had happened in my life. And I was crabby with my children. And I just, being a good mother was so important to me, and I felt like I was failing my children. So I was praying with the hope of being set free from anxiety and stomach issues from that, and being a good mom again. So I prayed. And the Holy Spirit hit me, I tell you, the top of my head and right through my body and down the bottom of my feet. And all the anxiety left me. I was like on fire, but I didn't have words for it. I didn't even understand what happened. I just knew, oh my God, something happened. I really feel different. I will follow you for the rest of my life. And then I read the prayer in the book and gave my life to Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's
yes.
Amazing, Jenny. So
it was.
How did you end up discovering the Jewish roots of your faith and becoming more involved with Messianic believers?
Well, I was in the Episcopal Church at the time, which is another whole long story. You might want to interview me about that. That's fantastic. I ended up back in the Episcopal Church and took my friend with me because we wanted to know about Holy Spirit, and we didn't know anything, and where should we go to church? So I'll try to do this brief.
Okay.
The priest from the church called me and said, Virginia, where have you been? We haven't seen you in a long time. I said, well, Father Horstmann, yeah, I guess I should come back. But, you know, he said, well, you should, because I want you to teach junior high Sunday school. And I said, no, I don't know anything. I can't teach the kids that. And he said, sure you can. You'd learn when you teach. So I said, all right, well, you're going to have to come and talk to me. He came, he brought three curriculums and said, you could choose whatever you want to teach. And I said, but Father Horstmann, you don't understand. I got to tell you something. He said, sure, what is it? I said, well, I'm a born-again Christian now. And he said, praise the Lord, which curriculum do you want to use? just like that. So at 25, I had now turned 25, I met the Lord shortly before my 25th birthday. I went to the church with this friend, her name was Joanne, and we just plugged ourselves in, and I started teaching Sunday school. We had a change of priest. He retired, and another one came in, and Jewish believers started coming, actually. He was one, a big one for evangelism, and we did actually door-to-door evangelism, and he met this family of Jewish husband, wife, and children, two children, and preached the gospel to them. They got saved, so they came, and we celebrated Passover with them. And that was my real introduction to the roots of the Jewish faith. Although I knew, just from reading the Bible, I knew where we came from. I knew that, you know, this is the history of the Jewish people. I never questioned that. But I didn't know anything about the connection.
Ah.
So that was fantastic.
Okay, so you started to meet other Jewish believers as well?
Here and there in my life, mostly... After a period of time, I left the denominational church, and I was searching. I went to the Vineyard, and I met the Holy Spirit in the Episcopal Church. I actually got baptized in the Holy Spirit there and moved in power. But I didn't become part of a Messianic movement. I was in touch with believers who were, but I stayed within a Christian setting. So if you were thinking that I was in a Messianic fellowship, I apologize.
Oh, no, because, no, this is fine.
Oh, okay.
This
yeah.
is fine. You obviously yeah. embrace the Jewish roots of your faith, and God is obviously using you to share the gospel with people of all faiths. So I'm delighted about him. I'm delighted to hear your story.
Yeah. And then I recently saw Tove Rose on Facebook, and I said, this guy's interesting. So I started following him. And he's fantastic. There's so much. I ask questions there, and people argue with me, and I say, no, I'm asking because I really don't know. They'll say, that's stupid. You know this. Why are you asking that question? Because they think I'm a Messianic Jew, and I'm not. And Tove will just come on, and he'll just teach, you know. It's great.
Well, what I love.
So I learn more that way, you know, than I have probably in a long time.
Oh.
And, so now the next thing probably that I need to do is really look into the Hebrew language. I have a friend who's doing that, and she's coming to our prayer meeting with so much information. And so that now I'm becoming hungry to learn something new that I really wasn't hungry to learn.
Well,
so
you know,
I think that's interesting, too.
You know, Jenny, we are one in Messiah. I'm Jewish, and you're not. You're Gentile. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah. And
yes.
I think it's fantastic, and I'm sure God's going to use you to bring the gospel to many Jewish people, because often it's a Gentile, a non-Jewish person is the one that ends up bringing a Jewish person to the Lord in so many times, in so many ways. So, I mean, I have no doubt that God is going to use you, and he already has, and he's going to continue to use you. And I love that you desire to know more, and I mean, we're all one in Messiah. So
absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, I don't, believe me, I never missed that part of the scripture that says that we're grafted into the vine.
Good.
And I think we're grafted in. The Gentile believers are grafted in to the vine, which is Israel. I don't miss that. Mm. Our roots of faith go back thousands of years, if we know that. Thousands of years. You can't throw out all that great stuff in the Old Testament that I was afraid of when I was young, that I was afraid to read, that I wouldn't understand. No, because the Holy Spirit opens the scripture for you to understand. So I really believe that's how I grew a lot, because God would actually, I would pray and the Lord would say, read this, and he'd give me a scripture to read. So I'd go read it.
Amen.
And he would teach me. And he still does that.
I think it's so important that you understand that Jesus and his disciples were Jewish. I think there are still a lot of Christian or so-called Christian churches that really have no desire to know more about the Jewishness of Jesus, and they just sort of dismiss it.
Yeah, and how can you? I mean, I can't understand that mentality. You cannot separate Jesus from where he was born. How can you separate him from his culture, from his, you know, from the family of his flesh? You can't separate that.
Mm. You know, you mentioned going to a Passover Seder. I wonder how you felt when you went there. Did that sort of bring it all together for you?
Well, what happened is, it was when this family came and they said, did you guys ever celebrate Passover? And we said, well, no, we didn't. We don't know how to. They brought everything to the church. And we celebrated Passover in the Episcopal Church.
Because, you know, the symbolism of
the whole church came.
Oh, my God.
The whole church came.
And there you see the whole story. You see all of the symbolism. You see what the matzah represents. You see what the blood represents. And I mean, that's the holiday that really did it for me as a Jewish person, realizing that, this is true.
Yeah, we understand it more. You know, before we understood, you would have some understanding, like I have to say, well, you know, you're probably about the same age as me. I love Ben-Hur, and I love the story with of Moses with Charlton Heston. And there's a lot of scripture in that stuff. And so I would always look at that. How do you not know there's that, and here's Jesus? How do you not know through all of those stories? Back then, you know, they did tell biblical stories, and they did use scripture, and they were off somewhat, but that drew me in. Like, this is how Moses actually lived. I read those stories, but this is, wow, you know. So we saw that. They talked about the bitter herbs and, the blood on the doorposts and the lintel. How do you not see the movement of making the sign of the cross in that?
Absolutely, absolutely. I just remember thinking, wow, growing up Jewish and learning about the blood on the doorpost, sparing the firstborn from death. And then I thought, and then I learned about Yeshua, Jesus, the blood of the spotless eternal lamb sparing us from eternal death. And boy, did that come together nicely.
Yes, yes. And like, here is Jesus, the spotless one. The only reason, I mean, and I did learn this, believe it or not, I did learn this in the Episcopal Church. He was the only one who lived without sin, who could be the sacrifice for the sin of the world. He's the only one. Nobody else lived like that.
Amen, amen.
He did that, and he did that as a human being, not because he was God and that made it easy for him. No, he was God who put on flesh, and he suffered, and he was purified.
Absolutely.
But he never sinned. Anyway.
Well, you know, Jenny, having you on Bagels and Blessings is absolutely wonderful because, yes, I've interviewed a lot of Jewish people who became believers and they're Messianic Jews, and yes, I've interviewed a lot of Christians who are now involved in Messianic congregations. But the most wonderful thing about you and people like you is you are someone who just loves Yeshua. You may call him Jesus. I call him Yeshua.
Yeshua.
And you recognize that he is the Messiah and that the disciples were Jewish, and you embrace the Jewishness of your faith, and you recognize that we're all one. And
So you are absolutely someone that I love talking to. I just want you to know that.
Oh, thank you so much.
Because you're my sister. You're my sister in the Lord, you know, and it's important. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be in a messianic congregation to love Yeshua, to love Jesus, you know? And you're serving God where you are. I'm serving God where I am. So that does lead me to a question. How would you say that God is using you today, Jenny?
Okay, so now, 40-something years later, I'm in actually kind of a new, very new place where I'm not in a church. I'm part of a missional community. It's relatively new here on Long Island to even describe yourself as something like that. And we're building, there's a school that meets on the property that we have renovated and are renting. We meet on Sundays. We aren't church as usual. We allow for the moving of the Holy Spirit. We can worship for 40 minutes or an hour, whatever the Spirit moves, and we worship for that length of time. We pray for the sick. We regularly have meetings on the weekends with guest speakers who come in to teach. It's amazing. So we have a small community of believers, but I'm on the pastoral team. I'm part of the pastoral team. And that's new for me, in the last maybe 8 years. I would say maybe the last 8 years that I'm part of the pastoral team. We were a church, but the Lord took us through this journey out of the building, meeting in homes, renting spaces and meeting, people joining us, people loving it, and then not wanting to stay. It was a hard road, and the Lord was purifying us in the vision that he has for us to live in and to teach us how to stay in it, not to give up. Because planting something new is not easy.
Would you say that there are people there from all backgrounds, Catholic, Baptist, Jewish? Is it kind of like just a mix of all kinds of people who love the Lord?
Yes, it really is. It really is. And I love that because I've always wanted to be in a place where there were people of every ethnicity, every background, that there would be no walls, that everyone would love and be loved just because they exist. Not because of what they do, because they're alive. Just like God loves them, because they're alive, that's how we're supposed to love.
Amen.
And
you're one happy family. You know, we say mishpacha, family. You're
mishpacha,
one in the,
family. Yes,
one in
we
the
are.
Messiah. That is absolutely wonderful. Jenny, how would you like us to be praying for you or your family, your ministry, anything? What would you like?
Well, that's a good question. I would fully embrace the way that God is moving me now into new things. I've been preaching on Sundays, and that's new. That's only in the last several months. He's an apostolic type, the leader of our grouping, and he preaches. And there's others who have preached, but he asked the pastoral team, "When do you guys want to preach? Pick a Sunday, like that. All of you, you can preach. Pick a Sunday. When do you want to teach? Let's call it teaching." And I said, wow, okay, I love to teach. I can do that. And so I've been doing that. Pray that I will clearly hear the Lord and I would give only his message when I teach and when I preach.
Yes.
That would be great.
May Abba fill you with his words. May he give you the perfect timing as to when to teach. And may his words just light up inside of you and flow out of your mouth and touch many lives in the name of Yeshua.
Yes, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Well, this has been wonderful, but I have one final question. Jenny,
oh, sure.
What would you say to people listening when we do go on the air? What if there's someone listening that really has absolutely no interest in the Jewishness of Jesus or the gospel and doesn't even think the Old Testament is important? What would you say to that person?
I would say that they are missing such a huge piece of who the Father is if they won't look at that. And they will miss how his plan of salvation comes from Genesis all the way through the scriptures. You cannot throw out the Old Testament. You must see it. There's great beauty in the Old Testament, in all of the books. Don't listen to those who say, that was a long time ago. It was. That doesn't make it have no value. Mm. Pay attention. Let the Holy Spirit teach you. He'll teach you through the whole of Scripture. That's who he is. He's the counselor, right? He's the one who teaches us.
Amen.
Right? He reveals to us. If you won't read the Old Testament, if you won't see that Jesus is from the Jewish faith and family, it's not just being Jewish isn't just what you believe. Being Jewish is who you are. It's your ethnicity. It's not just practice of faith. It's more than that. If you won't see that, you miss such a huge piece. I'm still learning about that. I have still so much to learn. But you be open. Forget the things that you've been told and ask God. He'll show you. He's not afraid. He's not going to disappoint you. He wants you to know and see him and see his hand at work through all of time, all of the Scripture.
Amen.
He wants you to see him.
Amen. Well, Jenny, this has been truly a blessing for me. I'm so excited to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be on my program today.
Oh, well, I have to tell you, this was a first for me, and it was fun. Thank you for making it easy. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to say or what I'm going to do. I don't want to sound like, you know, like I don't know what I'm talking about. You made it so easy and so comfortable, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure. Well, I hope that we can do it again sometime, but for now, I will say shalom, shalom.
Shalom to you as well, Ethel. Thank you so much for this time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. That was my interview with Jenny Krupinski. There will be a podcast of this program up on iTunes within a day, so you can always check it out and listen to it again if you like. Right now, I think it's appropriate to play Jew and Gentile from Joel Chernoff.
Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. So the world might believe. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua, one in the olive tree. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah, one in Yeshua's love. Love. Help us, Father, to love one another.
Again, that was Joel Chernoff, and amen and amen. That's what it's all about, folks. Jew and Gentile, one in Messiah. You heard Jenny's testimony just now, and I'm Jewish. I'm married to a non-Jewish husband, but we both love the Lord. We are one in Messiah, and that's what it's all about. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and we do have time for more music. Next up, we've got John Waller. This is called Our God Reigns Here. And you know, I don't talk a lot about spiritual warfare, but I think it's really important that we rebuke the bad, toxic thoughts that come into our minds, and that we remember that Yeshua will protect us, and that we need to pray in Yeshua's name against the powers of darkness. Just listen.
And go back from whence you claim this crown in Yeshua's name, 'cause our God reigns.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yismorecha. Yair Adonai panav alecha v'ikunecha. Yisa Adonai panav alecha. V'yasem lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying shalom alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.